שלום, אנחנו נפתח את השיעור בכתבי רבש.
Hello, we will begin our lesson with Rabash's article concerning the importance of the friends. You can send us questions live on kab.tv. You can find all of our articles and texts on kabbalahmedia.info.
Well, of course, in the meantime, we need to continue to scrutinize, to get to know all of these social articles by Rabash, because nevertheless, in each and every article we absorb something, and this is very important to us, for us, specifically in our, in the general state, where we are still under the blow of the coronavirus. And as we actually hear recently, even though on the one hand we're relatively successful in overcoming it, getting to know it better, to understand it, maybe even to create some kinds of medicine or bring about some relief. On the other hand, the experts are saying that soon, towards the autumn, the second wave will come, and in general, that these things are not going to leave us, and we understand why they left, but they will not leave us. They will not leave us until we truly change human society. This integral worldwide law that comes to us needs to change the face of humanity so that we will connect generally, collectively, all around the globe, that we will start to understand that we belong to one upper force. And the problem is not with the coronavirus. The problem is with our status opposite this upper force, to the extent that we do not connect between us in order to become similar to the upper force, even a little bit on the very first level, then of course this blow will not pass. And all of the different blows, as the text says us, that in whatever the Creator strikes, He actually heals. It is actually healing. It's showing us how much we're still on our level, different than Him. And this is how it is on each and every degree. If we do not understand what we need to do immediately, then we need to suffer. And ultimately, this suffering brings us to connection. So let's hope that we will be wise and won't just let ourselves suffer. Rather, we will understand what is it that we have to do. And therefore, let's study this article.
Please. So, the writings of Rabash concerning the importance of friends. Seeing as one is always around people who have nothing to do with, right, this is the wrong article. Shaul, can you read for a second?
Since people's thoughts are influenced from one another, it follows that the views of those who oppose the path of truth enter into those who have a little bit of passion to walk on the path of truth. Therefore, there is no other counsel except for them to determine for themselves a society in order for them to have a framework. And this is the matter of having a separate community that does not mix with other people who have different views than the one in that society. And each and every time they have to awaken themselves, the matter of the purpose of the society, so that they will not be drawn after the many. Because this is nature, so is nature that we are drawn after the majority. Because if the society insulates itself from other people, meaning that they have no connection with other people regarding spiritual matters, Rather, all of the contact with them is only regarding corporeal matters. Then they do not mix with their views, since they have no connection with them regarding religious matters. Whereas, when a person is among religious people and he starts to talk and to argue with them, then immediately he mixes up with their views. And beneath the threshold of his awareness, their views penetrate into his thought, so much so that he won't be able to understand that these are not his own views, rather whatever he received from those people that he connected with. This is why we never enter into any kinds of arguments with religious people, even philosophers, politicians, no matter whom, right? We do not start any arguments with them and no connection. We only come in order to tell them about our agenda. Only that. What is it that we study from the wisdom of Kabbalah? What does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about this? But to listen to what he says, I don't want that. To argue with him, I don't even want that even more, with no one. Whoever I met, philosophers, politicians, religious people of all kinds, from different religions, I never argued with them. I just tell them, yes, yes, and as quickly as possible, I stop this whole thing. I came there only to this meeting, let's say, in order to tell them the view of the wisdom of Kabbalah, only that. Yes.
Therefore, in matters of work on the path of truth, one should isolate oneself from other people. This is because the path of truth requires constant strengthening, since it is against the view of the world. The view of the world is knowing and receiving, whereas the view of Torah is faith and bestowal. If one strays from that, he immediately forgets all the work of the path of truth and falls into a world of self-love. Only from a society in the form of, quote, "they helped every man his friend," end quote, does each person in the society receive the strength to fight against the view of the world. This is the article concerning the importance of society, by the way. Also, we find the following in the words of the Zohar, quote, "When a person dwells in a city inhabited by evil people, and he cannot keep the commandments of the Torah, and does not succeed in the Torah, he relocates and uproots himself from there, and plants himself in a place inhabited by good people with Torah and commandments." This is because the Torah is called a tree, as it is written, "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her," and "man is a tree," as it is written, "For is the tree of the field man." And the commandments in the Torah are likened unto fruit. And what does it say? "Only the trees of which thou knowest that are not trees for food, them thou may destroy and cut down. Destroy from this world and cut down from the next world." End quote. For this reason, one must uproot himself from the place where there are wicked people, for he will not be able to succeed there in Torah and commandments. And he should plant himself elsewhere, among the righteous. Then he will succeed in Torah and commandments. and man, whom the Zohar compares to the tree of the field, suffers like the tree of the field from bad neighbors. In other words, we must always cut down the bad weeds around us that affect us. And we must also keep away from bad environments and from people who do not favor the path of truth. We need a careful watch so as to not be drawn after them. This is called isolation, when one has thoughts of the single authority, called bestowal, and not the public authority, which is self-love. This is called two authorities or two domains, the domain of the Creator and one's own domain. Now we can understand what our sages said, quote, Rav Yehuda said, Rav said, Adam HaRishon was a heretic, as it is written, and the Lord God called unto man and said unto him, Where art thou? Where has thine heart gone? End quote. And Rashi interprets, heretic refers to a tendency towards idol worship. And in the commentary, Etz Yosef, it is written, quote, when it is written, where has thine heart gone? It is heresy, as it is written, that you go not after your own heart. This is heresy, when his heart leans towards the other side, end quote. But all this is very perplexing. How can it be said that Adam HaRishon was inclined towards idolatry? According to the Etz Yosef commentary, he was in the form of, quote, that ye go not about after your own hearts, end quote. Is it heresy? According to what we learn about the work of God, that it is solely about the aim to bestow, if a person works in order to receive, this work is foreign to us. For we need to work only to bestow. And he took everything in order to receive. This is the meaning of what he said, that he failed in, quote, go not after your own heart, end quote. In other words, he could not take the eating from the tree of knowledge in order to bestow, but received the eating from the tree of knowledge in order to receive. This is called heart, meaning that the heart wishes only to receive for self-gratification. And this was the sin of the tree of knowledge. To understand this matter, see the introduction to the book Panim Asbirot, and from this we can understand the benefits of the society. It can introduce a different atmosphere, one of working only in order to bestow.
Well, let's see if there is anything that is not clear. I'm happy to scrutinize it. There are no questions. How come? Maybe at least ask yourselves and tell us, tell me, how come we don't have any questions?
Kiev number 2.
Now, regarding dissemination, at least to an extent, should we study, research the views of the public regarding the coronavirus in order to elevate the effectiveness of our dissemination.
We need to use whatever we have, because everything that comes from the Creator, from the upper source, the upper force. And this source follows one direct path from the place where we are and up to the final goal of creation. Therefore, we have to explain what is happening in our lives to the whole of humanity. To explain what is the reason for whatever is happening, that all in all, what is happening to us is always because of the gap between how we should be going on a straight line. If we would continue ideally from our place to the end of correction, meaning from in order to receive from our whole evil inclination up to the end of correction, where we replace our entire nature to the Creator's nature, where we clothe in the Creator's nature, in bestowal, in giving, in love. So, this whole path, we have to go through it, and about this, pretty much as possible, so that it won't arouse great resistance, we have to explain this to the whole of humanity, to everyone. And this is our role. There's nothing we can do about it. This is why we received a desire to criticize this whole thing, to scrutinize it, to study it, to use it for ourselves, and following us, bring the whole public. Now, the coronavirus, we have to explain why all the states that we're going through stem from a result, that they're the result of our situation with respect to what we need to do. If I now was on the straight path, ideally, then I wouldn't feel any pressure, any unpleasantness, because I'm not correctly organized and humanity is not correctly organized in the place where we are. Then some disturbance comes to us, which seemingly is a disturbance. If we take it into account, then we already correct ourselves in our point on the path. That is, we were going, walking, suddenly we entered some deviation. We use our ego more than necessary, so then we are being brought back through this blow, the coronavirus. We keep on walking, we take another deviation from the path instead of going straight, so then we get another blow where we have, let's say, hunger in the land, as it says in the Torah. Later on, some other blow all kinds of blows, as they were there, blood, frogs, lice, etc. The 10 blows, the 10 plagues on the way out of Egypt, on our way out of Egypt, of our reason, which is an egoistic reason, to raise us above our reason into an altruistic reason, into a reason of bestowal. This is how we should understand our whole way and explain it to anyone who is willing to listen to us. If he's suffering a little bit in the world, he should understand where his suffering is coming from, and that only if we will relate to the blow in the right way, then we will be able to take care of it. It's a simple thing that if we cure ourselves through some remedy, some medicine, let's say for the coronavirus, then it's just an external medicine, and then it will come back because it cannot truly heal us from the root cause, the internality, the mismatch between us and the Creator. And therefore, this is not really a remedy. The remedy is that we ask of the Creator for the force of connection, that He will connect between us so that we will advance from the state where we are now, far away emotionally from each other, to be a little bit more connected between us. This is the correct form of healing, and the Creator, with His light, shines more, and He corrects the relationships between us more. This is how we advance. This is the true, correct remedy. And then, of course, the coronavirus and all of these problems disappear. And otherwise, instead of these problems, we're inviting greater problems, especially where now we are in a state where we're advancing towards Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, because we are already in the last generation. The last generation means humanity that is already beginning to feel itself as one body around one planet under a single influence, bad, or hopefully soon one good influence. And this is how we all advance. And the first sign for the last generation is that humanity is becoming integral.
Hebrew 10.
Yes, love. Continuing the friend's question regarding our message, we see you, when asked questions about the message, you don't argue on one hand, but on the other, it also helps you find more words with which to explain the message. And we can see the same with Baal HaSulam and his articles. It's like research, almost, the peace in the world, those articles. He doesn't argue, but he keeps giving answers and more elaboration on that concept, the truth. So what, like you said, why not to argue? Why does the Rabash warn us like that?
Because then we get viruses. We get viruses from all of those who have other opinions. I am willing to teach everyone. I'm not willing to learn from everyone. Because all that they have comes and develops in them out of their ego. I'm not interested in that. Whatever comes from the ego, I'm not interested in to begin with. This is why, of course, if I enter such a society where people are arguing, let's say in certain places where I was, on radio, on TV, in all kinds of places, I simply keep silent, and as quickly as possible, I try to run away from there. I also went to a few such international forums. It's not worthwhile. It's not worthwhile. All in all, it doesn't give us anything. This is not the method. The method is to explain without arguing, without showing the other one that you are smarter. Just explain our outlook, our point of view, and that's it.
Kiev 2.
Kiev number 2.
Равно все-таки можно ли узнать, как думают люди для того, чтобы.
Nevertheless, Rav, should we really scrutinize what people think in order to make our dissemination more effective, more adapted to them, for them to understand it better?
In order to do the right dissemination, I think that it's enough for us to read. To read, not even listen, but to read what is written, what people write. First of all, you see that it's not just some any person, but apparently he's a scholarly, he has views. There are people who listen to him. There is a reason why he writes it in such places that are important for everyone. This is enough. You read a little bit here and there where the world is, such opinions, and that's it. Not more. Besides this, the news. It's enough to hear the news in order to know what is happening to the world. Short news. If you get it, I mean, just realize it's not that I just feel like warning you. Rather, you are catching thoughts from people and from the world, and this stops you in your development on the one hand. On the other hand, of course, we need a little bit of this in order to know how to come out and explain this to the broad public. But nevertheless, we need to see that it's only for the sake of dissemination that we need these views, so that on top of them, we will know how to speak with the public, and not more than that. Besides this, we only need to know how to work with the force of the Creator on us. Latin number 7.
Latin 7.
Hola, Rab. Pregunta: ¿A qué se llama cortar la mala hierba que crece en el entorno y cómo cortarla?
Cutting down the bad weeds that affect the environment. What does that mean, and how to cut them?
Well, we have to scrutinize what precisely the human society wants. It's clear to us that this is an egoistic form. What is happening to it right now? What is the Creator pulling them to right now, when it is clear to us out of the coronavirus? And in such a way to build our address. Latin number 4.
Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav. Cuando Rabash se...
Hello, Rav. When the Rabash says that we must be in a good environment, is he referring to our connection with the Ten, with the World Kli, or how does it work with respect to our day-to-day environment in the external world?
The good environment, our environment, means our friends. First of all, in the Ten, later on in the Great Ten, which is all of us together, all over the world. But those who are attached to the study and to the path, all of the other people, we relate to them as to some kind of external circle. So we have the inner circle, that's the Ten, then a more external circle. This is all of our students all over the world, and following that, an even wider external circle. These are just ordinary people, the whole of humanity. And when we speak about the whole of humanity, then we accordingly need to relate to them in such a way that these are not our friends. We don't have to tell them each and everything and to explain it to them and to share with them with our views and our emotions and the difficulties that we have along the way. No, we explain to them like a teacher to his students, whatever is good for them according to their height. That's it.
Mach 2.
У меня такой вопрос по распространению. Как вы смотрите на то, чтобы обходя
сопротивление? So this is a question regarding dissemination. How do you see it, a situation where despite the resistance, we explain to people not about feelings, but about perceptions, meaning that our perception of the world is subjective and how to achieve an objective perspective.
it's nobody will be able to understand you, what you're talking about. If you're talking about the personal perception, then the perception is personal to each and every one, and he cannot understand another. This is why we explain to people the way that we explain it. But it all depends on the correction of our egoistic will to receive in order for us to connect to the extent that we connect between us and also to the very same extent with the surrounding integral nature, the still, vegetative and animate. The still includes all of the forces that exist in reality, physical forces, the whole of the universe. This is really the still, even though there are inner forces inside of it, the force of thought, the force of the desire, but it is still. So on the very first level of the still, we already have to connect with the entire universe, everyone. The still, the vegetative and the animate on the face of the earth also, we have to connect with all of these forms. According to the pyramid, the still is the entire universe, the vegetative is on the face of the earth, the animate, those that live within the vegetative on the face of the earth, and then the speaking, that's even fewer. So it's like a pyramid. This is how we should try to see all of these things, that we belong to a single body. And in this one body, we can bring all of these things into a connection with the Creator through us. If we bring the still, vegetative, animate, and us, the speaking, into a connection with the Creator, then we begin to see it as one bundle, one system, and everyone begins to be in harmony between them. This will actually bring everyone to the end of correction. It's not worthwhile to explain things that are hardly clear to us. What is this? All the more so to speak in such a language as you're saying, individually, personally, internally. You will not be able to find a common language with the person. He will just tell you, yes, yes, but he will not understand you. You have to speak by relying on the laws of physics, whatever we have in this world, the social laws, words that you can take from this world, from the human society.
New York 4.
New York number 4.
New York 4.
What's the difference between arguing and feeling someone's lack and answering him according to his lack?
Look, you, on the one hand, need to connect with the person in order to explain to him. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you need to explain to him your point. If your point is the opposite of his point, then you have a problem. And you have to try to bring him to listen to you. If you will just speak against his view, he will not listen to you. His ego will put him before you in an opposite form, in the opposite form to you. So here is the whole matter of teaching. As it says, make your will as his will. And we need to learn how to do it. It's not for now. I can give you some sort of a counsel and already you will be experts in this. I too am far from being an expert in this. Italy, number 3.
Buongiorno. Maestro, come ci rapportiamo con la società italiana?
Good morning, teacher. How should we relate to the Italian society? Because it's completely immersed in religion. So how can we protect ourselves from losing parts of our group to the religious idiom, the opinion of the religious ones?
How is this related? We're not against religion, whichever religion it is. It's not against religion. I didn't see any religion that says that we should not listen to the Creator's commandments. You just explain to them that nature is also the Creator's commandments. Think about it. I don't understand why you need to argue with religious people. We do not argue with them, ever. No. If a person believes, let him believe. It's unrelated to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah is like a science. It's like physics. It explains to you what are the laws of reality, and not more than that. So, if you explain it in the right way, they will agree with you, just like they would agree with any other laws of science. What are you saying? There is a general force, which is nature, and nature has a good force, mostly. This is why it created everything, and it sustains life, and it promotes everything. But with respect to man, nature, man is in contrast to the still, vegetative, and animate. Nature advances man by developing within him a mind and emotion, as we say, mind and heart. Then in order to develop man, nature takes him through all kinds of states. As we see in this world, the way we teach children, you can build your explanation in a way that there will be no answer against it. Try to write all kinds of such questions that are against, and I will give you answers. Okay? Focus group.
Focus group.
A question from the internet. Today, they're already saying that the coronavirus is behind us, and from here on, we'll just grow stronger in all areas of life. How can we give an efficient message, which seems to be the complete opposite of the trend that we see coming from government and from the public?
Government and the public, they don't say what they see. They say what they wish to see. And if you read what scientists are saying, well, they're telling you that there is still more to come. And if we want to, it's not that we want to just manipulate and frighten the public. We need to see how to speak in a way that is good in the eyes of the public. Not to say, oh, woe unto us, it's coming back, it'll be worse. Although there are such opinions from researchers, doctors, scientists. But it's not that we need to say it. We simply have to explain in general that whatever happens to us, various blows we receive in life, that's an outcome of us not being properly connected together, because nature is pushing us, promoting us towards being an integral society. Like all other parts of nature, human society must also come to a round form. That's it. Full stop. So I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not demanding anything. I'm just saying that the outcome is clear if we look at all of reality in a scientific manner. And if you don't feel it, if you don't see, then wait and you will see that it is soon to come. But the more you can advance yourselves properly towards proper explanations to the public, when you explain these things to the public, you become a conduit for the light, and through you the light influences the wide public from above. And by that, you will grow. Otherwise, you won't grow. We grow only by serving the wider circles.
Ashkelon.
Who didn't ask yet? Ashkelon.
Shalom.
Hello. Rab, is the fear of losing faith above reason because we mix up with external opinions? Does that exist along the whole way, or in a certain on a certain point, does the Creator make sure that one will not turn back to folly?
When you have faith above reason, you won't be afraid of losing it through connection with the outer public, the wider public. So don't say something that is completely incorrect. Faith above reason cannot be lost through contact with the external public when you go out to explain these things to them. To the contrary. Now, Latin 2.
Latinto. Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Está cerrado tu micrófono, Esteban. Abre el micrófono.
Tov. As Novosibirsk.
All right, so Novosibirsk.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Тоже вопрос по распространению. Вот.
Hello, dear Rav. A question about dissemination. We read the piece on Tikhov, and Bala Sulam speaks in principle about his observations. He has four theories there about nature, the two authorities, etc. And he looks at how people relate to that. So the question is, in our time, is it possible to write something in this style?
It's not worthwhile to write in this way, because it may be that some philosophers, such as yourself, will accept it and make use of it, but how many such are there? It won't work on others. It will be completely ineffective. We need to write shortly, very succinctly, as we can learn. We learn this on ourselves. All of humanity today prefers things which are short and to the point. Bala Sulam, what he wrote, that was 100 years ago. That's something completely different. And also he wrote according to his nature. He would sit for 19 hours and write and study. You understand? So it's something completely different. You need to write in a way which is pleasant and accessible to each and every person. That's clear. All right.
Petah Tikva
31.
According to the article, we see that thoughts are contagious. My question is, from our side, how can we as a 10, as a society, create an effective thought that will influence them? How do we constantly create the understanding that we can create such a thought that they would be influenced by it, they will catch it?
By coming closer to them in order to bestow abundance upon them with love, then you will understand how to tell them what is good for them.
Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, and World 10. In the article, it mentions that we should not turn to religious audiences. I totally agree, but I would just like to understand, not so much me, but mostly because it's important for people who are turning to external audiences, what is the root of this statement? I accept it as the wisdom of the sages, because you, Rav, are saying it, but where does this stem from in terms of the structure of the desires?
You hear these things not from me, but from Rabash and Baal HaSulam. We mustn't come close to the religious people, because they have a method for how to live. And so, it's forbidden for us to spoil them with our opinions, our views, and we mustn't be spoiled by their views. So each one has his own method, right? There are many paths to the place, as it is written. So you must take this as a law, as a rule, as a fact. This is the opinion of the upper one. This is what Baal HaSulam and Rabash say, and that's it. You don't have to make a choice here. You're free of that. And you must understand that there are those who have a certain will to receive, and they have their method of advancement according to their understanding, their claims. And we have a method for advancing, which is through acquiring the will to bestow, the intention to bestow. It's a different method. That's why it's written that the views of the Torah are opposite to the views of the landlords. One who wants to remain in order to receive, he is called a landlord, and one who wants to replace the method of in order to receive to or with in order to bestow, to rise above reason, he is called one who follows the view of the Torah. And so you cannot speak to them about your method. It's the complete opposite of their method. And that's why they claim, and rightly so, all their leaders, they claim that the wisdom of Kabbalah is not appropriate to the people, to the masses, and it shouldn't be taught or studies, and we can just take all sorts of little tidbits from it which fit us, and they're right in saying it. And if you don't understand this, then take it as it is, and don't I don't like arguing with what they write, right? What they write for me is like a law. Moscow 7.
Раф, вот вы говорили сейчас о том, что прямой путь у Творца, который нас ведет к конечной цели.
Раф, you talked now about the fact that the straight path in which the Creator is leading us. So there is the coronavirus. That if there is some small deviation from this path, but where is the place where we get back on the straight path? What kind of example can we bring to that?
There is no way to see the straight path if not through our connection in the group. That's the point which gives you a perspective towards the direct line from you towards the end of correction. And if you keep checking again and again and again the extent to which you're connected to the 10 again and again, and you annul yourself in that and tie yourself to the 10, you will begin to see that the Creator is within the 10. And so you connect to Him more and more through the 10. And that is the path which leads you to adhesion with the Creator.
What
I mean is, how do we make this explanation more accessible? What kind of examples can we give to humanity in order to explain?
Only connection. Only connection can be our hand grip, our uniting us, for uniting ourselves with nature. Everything that happens to us through our development, all those tragic situations, all the blows, they come to us because we are not equalizing with the integral nature. Like the coronavirus, it came to us, it struck us all at once. It came to us from the integral nature, and it requires of us overcoming and connection above the differences, the gaps between us, such that we also become integral, interconnected. That's what you can tell everyone, and it's indeed true. And from blow to blow, we will see this in a more clear way. That's how it will be. Hebrew 10.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. We, each one of us, has his own style. How nevertheless do I write not out of myself, but out of the ten? As I also try to turn to them not out of myself, but from the center of the ten. So what does it mean from the ten?
This you need to discuss within the ten, and to understand what it means to write the view of the ten. By discussing things together, then you get things turn out that way. All right, friends, we have to continue to at least a little bit to faith above reason, to that subject, and later to the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So, where are we? Song, perhaps?
Yeah, let's sing together.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one.